You're now listening to Sleep Time's Over.
Sleep Time is over, baby.
Welcome back, jabronis, to another episode of Fitness, the other F word. As you can see, we're still in Havana, but we're in the daytime, of course, because in my case, Fidel said that I need to do a lot more teaching via Zoom, so I've been busy. So that's my personal problem. If you don't know, now you know. My name is Summer Lee, aka Mr. Gym Business, and this is the man with the plan, Aaron Sakai, aka Jean Bod Van Damme. I'm cracking myself up.
For this week, I seriously contemplated as we started recording to maybe just not say anything and just see how far you'd go. And that's how far you went.
Sorry. For those of you who don't know, that is from Bob's Burgers.
Holy shit.
That is Gail, the sister, the weird, crazy cat lady sister. Those are two of her 10 cats' names.
First of all, I don't even know what to say about that you're watching Bob's Burger. I've never seen Bob's Burger.
It's really good.
Apparently, really good. You're quoting it. Yeah. And what a return episode from the last week's episode, which I didn't know what the hell not even last week, that was like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I still don't know, come heads or tails, what the hell we were talking about there. It's turning into some kind of a all for one, one for all, not the singing group kind of show. And now we're back, and now you're bringing up Bob's Burger. You're going into all these things of Jean-Claude Van Damme Podmore.
Jean Pod.
Got it.
I don't know why.
I don't know. Okay. As we are in this January month, I'm just going to go right out and say, for everyone that's still paying attention to this show, except Mrs. Drizzy.
Right. Of course.
What are we doing?
Okay. So, we're not medical doctors. This isn't medical advice.
Oh, yeah, there's that. Yep.
But, you know, in the vein of New Year, who dis, still kind of thinking about that kind of stuff, the topic, generally speaking, is getting back into the gym or getting back into fitness after a long time off.
Okay.
But I thought this would be very timely, given COVID and everything, in the sense of, I thought when this first all went down back in, was it March of 2020,
correct,
that this was going to be something relatively quick. So whatever your lifestyle was at that time, you know, wine, women, and song, or whatever it was for you, you'd be a quick interruption and then back into it. Turns out we're not done, and we're not done now. So to say, okay, well, you got to get on with your life.
All right, I'm gonna make a statement right now.
Okay.
Real brief one.
Okay.
You seriously thought that this was gonna go away in like May or June? A virus. This is a virus, everyone.
Yeah.
It's here to stay.
To keep it 100, as the kids say, I really did, and I know you're right. It's very, very naive. Oh, by the way, You toast this, so I have a brand. I have a brand new cup.
Is this liquid death thing again?
Okay,
it's ridiculous mountain water.
I went on the website, and they know it's ridiculous. Like, their whole thing is, yes, this is ridiculous.
Oh, there's a. This is the joke.
This is the joke.
All right. Well, mountain water and water. Go figure. All right. You guys watch that? You guys enjoy that scene of just us drinking with no volume?
Yeah.
All right. See, this show, I tell you, this is going into the depths of purgatory. All I'm saying is, anybody believing that in March that this was going to go away in July? Quite frankly.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of people. It's not just you.
Yeah.
People think this is all going to blow itself over, as they say. Blow itself. We're shooting the virus. We're going to get the guns out, shoot it down. No. No. No.
It just felt like this was like SARS and MERS and what was the other one? The something flu. I can't remember.
Well, H1N1, yeah, which was not SARS, but that was something else. That was the related. Spanish flu. There was that's back in the
bird
day.
Bird flu or whatever.
Bird flu, this flu, the 69 flu. They're all derivatives of the flu.
Yeah. So I just, you know, I thought.
The flu vaccine kind of took care of a lot of that.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you had Ebola, which got just kind of. It didn't leave Africa, basically, right?
Exactly.
It didn't make it out of to America.
It just didn't, yeah.
Right, so it got contained.
Right.
This one made it out and made it to America.
It did.
And it made it out and made a rough shot over the whole. We enjoyed it, didn't we, everyone?
And it's still changing and growing, just like all of us.
Oh, gosh. Shout out to everyone who passed away from COVID. Gosh. You see how this gets? You see? Well, this is Drizzy emailed something about this one. All right? So let me get this out of the way as well.
Okay, all right? Okay.
It's been a few weeks. That last show, I don't know what to make of it. I end up watching on the Instagram, the kids, I'm sure you guys out there, you guys have the Instagram, and you follow this person. This person's name is Swayze. Put every single hour on the hour. Her flipping around on a mat. Coming up and then doing the wig. And then it evolved to Full House. And then it evolved to putting Bernie Sanders. 3-4 videos on the post, on your page of this. All to get all of you to email Swayze808. So I hope all of you pause the video now. Email
Please.
Her now. Because I can't handle this anymore, all right? For the love of God.
To be fair, whenever there was an idea, I thought, that was a great idea. I should post it one more time. And I don't know. I don't quite know how this all works, even though I am 25 years old. You're not
showing your age in that one, all right? Constantly flipping around. She's flipping in this hour. Come the 8 o'clock hour, she's still flipping. And then we got Full House. And then we got Bernie Sanders. And has Mrs. Drizzy emailed you yet? Probably not.
She actually did.
Oh.
She did.
What was that email? Share that email.
She does have recommendations. So... Thank you, Mr. Drizzy.
Wow. Well, you know, basically turning into
Sister
the only...
from another mister. Thank you.
TrueOnlyFans.com, Mrs. Drizzy.
That's the new version of OnlyFans.
The true OnlyFans.
That's right.
And I'm sure Mrs. Drizzy, Parado Power. All you guys out there, if you guys thought that this virus was going to run away in June, I'm sorry. I called it as soon as we went to lockdown. This is going to go on to the end of the year.
Yeah. He did.
How can you stop a virus? You cannot. Unless we lock down everything, we don't leave our house, nothing.
Right.
Nothing for 6 weeks.
Like 28 days later or whatever, right?
Correct. Lock it all. Don't leave. Literally leave the house.
Yeah.
You're going to have to figure out a way to get your food ready. And then you're going to have to go do the long lines at Costco because you're not coming out of your house.
Yeah.
That's where it's warranted to go buy up and load up all what you got to do.
Yeah.
That's never going to happen.
No.
But that's the only way you get rid of it. So therefore.
Here we are.
Happy New Year.
21.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But in light of that, because, I mean, like, in my case, at some point I said, well, obviously I still want to take precautions, but I do need to get on with my life. So I did go back to the gym. I went back to Parado Power. Shout out, Blake.
Right.
And I'm sure you've seen that, too. So there's going to be, I'm thinking, there's a lot of people out there that are like, I got to go get back on with my life.
Of course.
I got to get back going with feeling better physically and mentally, because as we all know, physical fitness is a huge component of mental fitness. So to first start to say, well, as a professional in this world, what do you say when somebody says, I want to get back into it?
It's
and
people
you've been laid off for a while.
Well, it's people that are fed up with everything. It's the fed up mentality.
Yes.
We're tired, gain weight, not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do the home workout. Can't do the Zoom workout. That's where it has evolved to. It's just people fed up. It's just people wanting to get back to normal. And the more and more we delay all of these things, the more and more people are going to want to get back to normal.
Yes.
That's why if we fast forward to January, the end of this month, 2021, is when we're filming this thing. People are saying that there's going to be a new wave where the cases are going to go up again because you have this new strain and then you have people that are over it.
Yeah.
Not a good combination. So you have that. And then you have these guys with the vaccine. The vaccine's taking forever to come out with people vaccinating people.
Yeah.
So it's all of these things as we evolve from March to now of people initially they follow the rules. I can safely say, not to blanket statement this thing, but yeah. In March, I'm going to say a good 90% of people were scared of this thing and were kind of confused. We're scared and confused.
Yes.
Of what was going on. Some people didn't buy into it. There was the people that didn't, but then there were people that just didn't know. And the unknown is causes fear.
The unknown. Yes, absolutely.
So you have people that eventually just, they just had to lock themselves in, and there was a lockdown for the month.
Yeah.
And then as things evolved, people were kind of getting over it slowly, conspiracy theories galore. And then you have the mayor getting blamed, governor getting blamed, president getting blamed. Everybody getting blamed.
Any
what
kind
to
of
do.
Leader.
Nobody has any plans. So right. Then the confusion turned into anger.
Yes.
And then the anger turned into fuck it. And that's what happened in July, right? July 4th happened.
Yeah.
And then what? Okay, we got to shut them down again. It's that mentality going into the future that's going to just... It's either vaccine or bust, people.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
There's nothing, we can't do anything. Like, you can put all these commercials on TV, you know, I don't want to go to the gym. I miss my friends. I miss my food. Shut up.
Yeah.
All right? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. When Caldwell used to come on and be like, we need to do better, everyone. Like, we're getting scolded.
Yeah.
Right?
Nobody wants that.
First of all, nobody wants that. And then second of all, you can't blame us here. All
yeah.
Right? You're talking to the wrong people when you say these kind of press conference statements.
Yeah.
You're not talking to some family down in Papakalea. You're not talking to some family, like some old folks home. That's where you're finding all these things, supposedly.
Right.
Because they still won't really tell us specifically. They'll say old folks homes and whatnot.
Right.
But it's all of that that's going to lead to, are you going to get on with your life or you're not going to get on with your life? You have people that are getting on with your life, such as yourself, such as going to Parado Power.
Mm-hmm.
You got people still locked in from March.
Yes.
That haven't gone out. They're just waiting to die. What do you tell? And these are not old people.
No.
I know people in their 40s that are literally in the house from March.
Yes. I do too. And
that's sad.
They're not doing well. They're not doing well.
No.
We're not designed to do this. We're social animals. So.
Well, not all. Now, wait a minute. Let's take away the we.
Okay.
All right.
Most of us are social.
This is an introvert's dream. This is an introvert's fantasy, this whole lockdown thing, right?
That's true.
Socially awkward person's fantasy. They don't need to talk to anybody anymore. They don't need to go out and intermingle with anybody anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
It they're getting off on this, I think. They are.
But I'm a very strong introvert, and even I was like, I would like to talk to somebody besides my parents.
Well, you have that. But then I think the other thing that drove you out was the fitness aspect.
Because
you wanted to go back to Parado Power.
That's
if Parado Power did not exist, I can't see you going to the movie theater.
No.
You don't go out to dinner.
Well, not right now.
Did you go out before?
In theory.
All right.
I mean.
That means a no.
Sometimes.
Let's talk about you for a second. Let's talk about you pre-COVID.
Oh, yeah.
All
yes.
right. What were you doing socially? Pre-COVID, in January of 2020, can you give us a review that's not school that you did?
I did have a get-together of my classmates at my place. I did.
Well.
And I did go to dinner.
Well.
Just not a lot.
Okay.
But I did.
You did go out.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, that is the extent of it. I'm not like a nightclub person or anything.
Right.
But let me think. Did I go to a concert?
Were there any concerts involved?
What was that?
I don't recall you or seeing, you know, in the great IG story, going to a concert.
You know what? I think the last like concertish thing I did was I went to a live podcast taping. Yeah.
For what?
My Favorite Murder, one of my other favorite podcasts.
Was this the mainland?
No, they were here. They
came really?
To the not the arena, but the concert hall. And
really?
It sold out. It's a huge podcast.
I didn't even know about this.
You shout out Murderinos. Yeah.
And shout out to you coming to my show.
It's at a bar. I'm Mormon.
So what is that?
I'm not Mormon.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Book of Mormon. I'm just saying.
I was supporting through the airwaves.
You're supporting Jack. Yeah, see how you learn about someone just like that? So, okay, you went out, you did something, you gallivanted.
Yes, I was a woman about town.
All right.
Yeah.
Then March comes.
Yeah.
Obviously, everybody's confused and shut down.
Shut down.
So then when was the first time you decided to venture out? What month?
It was July.
Really?
Yeah.
So you caused the surge.
I did. It was me, gang.
Once summer gets out, that's it. That's it. Just, you know, just walking around, taking her pants off. And that's it.
You get hot sometimes.
Well, where did you go? Okay, what's the first place you went to in July?
I only went to my friend, Steph. Shout out, Steph. Sister from another mister as well. She took me to Morning Brew for brunch after we went walking for my birthday.
All right.
And then that was the last time I went anywhere.
Why there? Why did you choose there the first place to go outside of the house?
So we were thinking, okay, it was morning time, so not so crazy busy. And then they did a good job of spacing everything out. And I can't remember now if that was when we really figured out if it was airborne or not. Do you remember? Did we know already?
By July?
Yeah.
I think we did.
Okay.
I think we did.
But, yeah, and we knew we weren't going to stay for long. You know, we were going to eat because we were walking. We're going to eat there and then walk to where her place. So we knew it's not going to be like this four-hour affair, you know. Right. So that was the last time I was in a restaurant. I have supported local restaurants by doing takeout, support local.
Right.
I just not... Actually, when we went to Ali'i Coffee, shout out Ali'i Coffee, that was the second time I went somewhere.
Wow, well.
So I do care about you, you jerk.
Shit. All time. took a virus to do that.
But, I know, I took a virus.
More you know someone.
But yeah.
All I'm getting at, okay, is this. That's how you ventured out. That's how you determined what you wanted to do for yourself as far as getting out.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a lot different. Different for everyone. Different stories for everyone. Different scenarios for everyone. If you look at the gym person, how much do they value working out? That's going to determine them leaving the house.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
If the person didn't work out before COVID, the person ain't working out now.
Yeah, you're right.
And they're going to use COVID as an excuse, the ultimate excuse now, for not working out.
Yeah.
And that's going to be just the thing they're going to stick with. When all along, they're going out and doing other kind of shit. But they're just using that as an excuse. Much like how COVID is the greatest icebreaker in history. COVID is the greatest excuse for fitness in history.
That's
because
true.
A gym's going to call you up and be like, oh, are you ready to come back? No, because of COVID. Bye.
Because, yeah, what do you say, right? You can't rebut that.
You can't rebut that.
Yeah.
That's it. Clients that have been stuck in the house since March. What am I going to do? I'm just going to keep bugging them every week and be like, hurry up? No,
yeah.
You can't.
You can't.
There's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
It's all up to that person. So it comes down to your mindset, whether or not you're spooked, whether or not you're afraid, fearful of the unknown. We know a lot more about it now.
We certainly do.
Right? Safe
we
to say.
Do. Yeah.
There is a vaccine out there.
Yes.
Then it comes down to your mindset. Are you going to take it? Do you want to take it? Do you even know what a vaccine is? That's a problem.
That's a good question,
because
too.
People don't know what the vaccine is, so therefore it's fear again. It's unknown again. That's why you're not going to take it.
Yeah.
That's why you're going to see people afraid to take it, because who knows what kind of side effects you're going to get. Who knows you're going to die, start shaking. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
That is all of the factors to returning to fitness or not.
But I
all
and
ages.
I, yeah, and that makes sense to me. And I think, though, at this point, it seems to me anyway that most people who were fitness-minded before... Well, maybe do you think that most people who were into fitness before this or had a routine, like at this point, they figured out, well, either I am going to keep doing the home workout,
yeah,
or they've decided I'm going to go back to the gym.
Yeah.
Because most gyms at this point, if they're responsible gyms, have put in those precautions in place, like
right.
Prada Power and other gyms that I've seen.
At this point, that's all you can do, right?
Yeah.
There's some that have closed down. There's
yeah.
some that have just reduced because they're only group classes.
Right, right.
Because we got to remember, what was a big craze before COVID was the group class franchises.
Yeah.
You would have the Orange Theory.
Orange, yeah.
F45.
Right, right.
CrossFit. Insert name here. Group classes.
Yes. It's a big thing.
Pack them in. Can't do that anymore.
No. No.
So how they are pivoting is a critical situation. Some of them, like Orange Theory out in Capolet, closed down.
Oh, they just closed down,
period. They're done, right.
Oh, wow.
Because they're all individual franchises, right? So it's individual ownership of these spots.
That one had just opened, right?
I believe so. I'm not too sure. But like the Kaka'ako one is open where that one is not.
Right.
So all of those factors, why would the Kapolei one close? What was the volume of people that they were getting pre-COVID to now?
Yeah.
Is the Kaka'ako one able to survive pre-COVID to now? How do you you can't have a class. You have to have this thing, what they call open gym.
Yeah.
And for the people that don't know what open gym is, you just walk in there and you do your own thing, much like any other gym. And then the coach is going to roam and can't tell you what to do. You can ask him, but he can't tell you what to do. That's kind of the rule.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do as a gym then?
Yeah.
What do you do there?
Yeah, especially if that was your business. That was the business model.
Right.
Yeah.
F45 like especially.
Not like UFC or 24-hour.
Right. Because those are a gym. Those are public gyms.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
F45 is specifically a class situation. You go there to take a class. You're not going to go in there and just roam around.
Yeah.
You could go and show up for a class. CrossFit, same situation, all of them. So then I ask, what is Parado Power doing? Because for the people that don't know, they probably, if you're watching this, you're going to know. The Parado Power did the parking lot thing. They went to Puck's Alley.
Yes.
They put the weights out in Puck's Alley.
Yeah.
So now they're inside, right?
It's inside. Mm-hmm.
So how does he do it? Is it open gym?
It's only four people. And you are basically in your own station. You don't touch. You have your own equipment.
Yeah.
You literally do not go near anybody else.
Yeah.
In his case, it was nice that it was an open air gym in the first place with these big, huge open windows and stuff. So now it's even better now because of COVID. So, and you have to, wear your mask at all times. And so it's like you said. Yeah.
So you have to make a reservation.
You have to make a reservation because there's only four people.
Four people, exactly. Yeah.
Right. We're like you said before, geez, really, when it got really busy, maybe like 50 people,
50 people.
Yeah. Like it was packed.
Wow.
Yeah. Ain't no 50 people now.
That ain't happening. That ain't happening. I don't know anywhere. Well, it depends on your square footage, too.
Yes. Yeah. Because he would use he would use the parking lot and stuff in terms of to do relays and stuff like that.
Right.
So it was like a whole thing.
So then how is the class scheduling then? Is it every hour up to four people? So from 11 to 12 is four people, then 12 to 1 is four people. Is that how, or do you have a break in between to clean?
Like, yeah, he needs a break to do the deep cleaning.
Right.
So no, there isn't necessarily like 8 to 9, 9 to 10, 10 to 11.
Right.
There's a few in the morning, and then I think there's a few in the afternoon.
Right.
So because it's like you said, you can't do it because otherwise it's dirty, and then that's the risk increases. So
right. So then it comes down to a person that will want to put themselves in that environment or not.
Right.
Usually it would be the fitness person.
Mm-hmm.
So right now the people working out are the guys who were working out before.
Yeah.
We're not
getting
anybody new. We're not somebody from ground zero.
Yeah. More than likely, you're right.
Because they're going to easily just use an excuse. Depending on their job, depending on whatever their life entails, if they were not working out before, they are not working out now. And that's sad to say.
Yeah.
If there are, that's a small percentage.
Yeah.
That would surprise myself.
Yeah, that would surprise me too. Yeah.
So that's what it comes down to in this fitness world. I don't know when that will change trend-wise.
Mm-hmm.
It's the vaccine, really.
Yeah, yeah.
You taking it or not?
Yeah, you're
That's it?
Yeah.
That's really it. Because that's going to determine peace of mind to go out there.
Yes.
And then you'll be vaccinated, then we can spit on you, and you'll be all right.
That's your thing, we're not here to judge.
We can, I was going to say urinate, but I already did. So that is what's going to determine moving forward.
Okay. But in that sense, though, for those people who were motivated and they were gym goers beforehand and they're making this decision, I'm going to go back. My gym is, they're taking the precautions. I'm willing to take this risk to make sure that I take care of myself. What would you tell somebody like that?
If they're motivated to
Yeah, like they were working out before, like pre-COVID. Yeah. They were working out 3-4 times a week.
Yeah.
And then, but they were trying to do stuff, but it wasn't too consistent. And now they're going to, now it's January 2021. And they're like, I want to get back to some, to my routine.
Then open the door, let them in.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really it.
Okay.
Because what else, there's, that's the only way to.
But like, what would you answer. Tell, like, in terms of how would they approach their training? Because you don't want to necessarily, like, have them, like...
If we go specifically,
get
used to the mask. Because you're going to have to work out the mask.
Okay. That's
no one point. Likes working out the mask, so you need to get used to that. So, obviously, you're not going to be doing some high-intensity 50 burpees in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You can do that. Well, it's possible.
Yeah.
But you can't do that. You have to figure out how you can do that with the mask on. You're not going to be sprinting on the treadmill.
Right.
Because you got a mask on. So that's going to be your phase one of figuring it out. So anybody that's starting back up or starting new, let's get used to you wearing a mask
now. The logistics of working out with a mask, because you're right, it's different.
Right.
Yeah.
When you go warm up on the treadmill, for example, or warm up on the rower, you now need to figure out how to warm up with the mask on now.
Yeah. And it is different.
And it's a pain in the ass.
It's different.
Pain in the face. And then you get acne. And then you get the thing and you can't breathe. And you feel like you're going to get sore throat. All kind of stuff I hear. But and I don't blame them. But that's it. Before anything. Before working on your mobility. Before losing weight.
Yeah.
I want to get strong on my deadlift. I don't give a shit. It's, can you work out with your mask on?
That's a good point. I didn't think about that. Yeah.
Because you're going to go in there thinking you want to go superset something or you're going to do some AMRAP. No, because you haven't done that with a mask on.
Yeah, yeah.
Get used to that. Bottom line.
That's, yeah, I didn't think about that, but you're right. Yeah, because I took it really carefully the first time I went back knowing I was going to use this mask. Actually, now that I think about it, before even going to back to Parado Power, I tried hitting the heavy bag with a mask on just to see, you know, how it feels.
Right.
So, somebody's starting out.
Sorry,
and
camera like that. Sorry. Yeah.
They're going back into the gym.
Right.
And we're thinking, okay, so obviously they want to start slow. And like you said, the first thing to think about is the mask. So let's say, okay, so...
You got
to
deal with it.
They're now aware and cognizant that this is going to be an issue with the mask and they're prepared for it.
Right.
They're starting to work out. What do you think is something to just keep in mind physically in terms of just to be careful, stuff that you've seen in the past when people just jump in after a long break in terms of...
People aren't aware of it.
Oh.
That's the bottom line. They don't realize they have this thing on their face.
Oh, okay.
So they think they can do what they used to do.
Oh, okay.
And they cannot do what they used to do. They have the mask. It sucks.
Okay.
It really sucks.
Yeah,
it does. I'll say it. Yes. Can we safely say we hate it?
Yeah.
Right? So in the worst case scenario, if somebody has breathing issues before all of this.
Yeah.
Gonna have to take them outside.
Okay.
And they're going to have to work on certain things outside. If it's going to be in a cardio capacity, take them outside. And you know what? Depending on their situation of where you're at, don't use the mask.
Yeah.
There, I said it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think it's if you're outdoors and...
See, I don't know what the ruling is on that.
Oh.
Like, are we at
legally,
the...
I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm talking about? Legally? Can you go to a park without a mask and do burpees? Like, are you going to get cited for that? That's the specifics. I don't know.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
So
fair point. I don't know.
Example here, Parado Power. Right?
Yeah.
So you're at Parado Power. Parado Power is on the second floor, right?
Yes. It's on the
Puck's
second floor,
Alley.
Puck's Alley.
Mm-hmm. So you're in Parado Power and you're having trouble breathing.
Yes.
Is the outdoor stuff still outdoors or he pulled that all out or put it back inside?
He put it back all inside.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know if an option at Parado Power would be to try and do some of the workout outside.
I see.
You know what I'm saying? Because of the fact the person isn't used to the mask.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you're trying to teach someone endurance training, you're going to have to really slow that down.
Yeah.
Right? So
I
don't know how you do. CrossFit gyms, right? I mean, you have the infamous wads.
Right.
Can you do an infamous wad of something of like kettlebells, swings, and pull-ups under 10 minutes.
Yeah, because it's all muscle endurance type stuff.
It's all go for it, right?
Yeah,
it's all gung-ho go for it.
And density stuff. And
HIIT means high intensity training.
Mm-hmm.
So, but now it's with a mask.
But not with a mask, yeah.
So that is the format of training anyone over anything.
Okay, okay.
Get used to that. Then once you get used to that, then we see if we can get a little faster. If that's even possible. I haven't seen anybody get faster.
No.
I'm sure it did, but it's always going to be a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
And, you know, this has nothing to do with mask mandate or if you're for or against a mask. If you're in a private sector business that's requiring you to wear a mask during the gym, it's either you wear the mask in the gym or you don't go.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Bottom line.
That's it. You know, that's it.
If you're going to put up a fight about it, then don't go in there.
Just don't go.
Get out of there.
Right. Right.
Because that's a person's business and that's what they got to follow because they don't want to get fined.
Yeah.
If you're going to do that, he gets fined, that's all on you.
Or they lose their business because it turns out, you know, because you weren't following protocols and stuff. We don't want that.
So that's a whole other situation. But as far as the training goes.
Yeah.
I'll make a blanket statement. You got to get used to the mask.
Yes, I agree. That's for sure. Yeah. And then also to just say in terms of for people who do come back, I wouldn't worry too much about it, especially if you were training regularly because those quote-unquote gains that you had, they come back pretty quick. I mean, for the most part, right? I mean, if you start training regularly.
Everybody's different, but it depends on how long of a break.
Mm-hmm.
If you're doing anything at all at home.
Yeah.
Has your eating changed from doing takeout every night? All of that is a factor.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's going to be everybody is different. But if somebody has been working out and trying to work out on their own
kind of consistently,
then I don't see why you'll get back to where you were before faster.
Yeah.
I don't see why not.
Because even in my own case, I remember I got sick and this is before COVID, but I was sick and I was out for like a month. I didn't do anything for a month, and it was relatively not easy, but simple to come back, and it was relatively quick to come back to what I used to be able to do. So, more just to say, don't worry too much about it. Don't try to think about that stuff too much, but just try to maybe just more enjoy it. I think.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And also to say, well. The more I do think about it, that masking really is the limiting factor here. The more I think about it, especially in my own case, you're right. That is the limiting factor to address.
It's a new world we live in.
Yes. Yeah.
So everything needs to be adjusted.
Yeah.
Like we talk about holiday eating.
Yeah.
It's adjusted. Masks have taken over. And that's the underlying thing. If somebody wants to start working out in a gym, training studio, F45, Prado Power, no matter.
Yeah.
That's what you got to worry about.
Do you think that the mask wearing stuff is going to continue once we're all done with, quote unquote, done with? Like when you're not feeling well or whatever?
If you're not feeling well, you should stay home.
Yeah, yeah.
So gone are those days.
Yeah.
If you're going to come into work and saying you're not feeling well, we send your ass back home.
Get out of here.
How about, God forbid, you're smart enough to realize that you're not feeling well, so you make the decision to stay home if you do have to go into work for all of those people.
Yeah.
So there's that factor.
Okay.
I give this whole mask thing to August.
August, okay.
To August, September. Okay. Because then we're going to see regular people at that point will have the opportunity to take the vaccine.
That's right. That's right. Okay.
And then we will need to see how the tier system plays out because here we are in Oahu.
Mm-hmm. Well.
I revealed something. That's an Easter egg. If anybody's paying attention to the show, I just revealed where we really are.
Don't tell anybody.
Write that in the review that you give this on the iTunes show because you can't put it on the YouTube thing because then people are going to look at the YouTube comment and then they're already going to know. So then it'll be the point is moot.
That's from Austin.
So if you look at the tier system, we're in tier 2, as they call it.
Yes.
In order to move forward, the case numbers have to go down. So how will the case numbers go down? A vaccine.
Yeah.
Or we just kill them all. But
either or.
As soon as you get infected, we're shooting you in the head, Kim Jong-un. So if the vaccine works, the February topic of discussion will be looking at the case numbers going down.
Yeah.
If the case numbers going down, we go to tier three.
That would be nice.
That would be under 50 cases. I believe it's under 50 cases a day. Mm-hmm. Then it'll go to tier four, which is under 25 cases a day.
I think so. Yeah, that sounds right.
Which sounds ludicrous, but in April, March, that was what we were getting. There were days when we got zero cases.
There was days when we had zero.
There was a true kind of a lockdown situation.
Nobody was doing anything.
Right.
Yeah.
So if we get to tier four, then what do we do? And if we look at several weeks of 20 or under, if we get the case count gets to 10 or under, then what do we do?
Those are big questions.
That will be the determination of, well, one, kids' sports.
Yeah.
Two, bars opening, because they are not in the tiers at all.
Who cares about that?
They're
just kidding. I'm kidding.
You know, save the children.
I was kidding.
Right?
Okay.
Let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they have. Forget it. Inside. They are not even in the tiers. So once those get allowed to open, we'll determine the whole mask situation thing.
Yes.
The case count is going to have to get to like 10 and under, I think.
Yeah.
It's roughly speculation
of
how we're going to be with to answer your question.
Yeah. Okay.
Masks are optional. But then you have to look at the ruling. What would you say? Like masks are optional? Or if you didn't take the vaccine, do you wear a mask?
Yeah.
Is that going to be the rhetoric now? Is that going to lead to a discrimination situation?
Right,
do you need to show your yellow card when you enter the gym? If you have four people and it increases to 10 people and it increases to a class of 15 people, to 20 people.
Yeah.
Do we need a certain amount of people to be vaccinated in the group of 20 people at Parado Power? Do we have to have people to show the yellow card at Parado Power? What if we have people that didn't have the yellow card and didn't get vaccinated and you got 10-5 ratio in the class? Is that a factor?
The logistics of implementation.
Correct.
Right.
This is going to be the topics of discussion come spring, summer, even into the fall.
Even into the fall.
Because now we're looking at specific things now.
Yeah.
If you're a restaurant, you're going to go and have, we open them up full capacity now. We're now at 80% to 90% capacity.
Yeah.
People can literally sit next to each other in a bar now. Will you have to show yellow card to sit next to each other at the bar?
Plus your ID because you look so young.
I might shave later. So that is the new factor.
Yeah.
Because how else are you going to look at that?
Yeah. What does
movie
that look
theaters,
like?
You go down the line. You go to bars. Let's go back to the bar topic.
Yeah. The
bar
right.
top, you got eight people at a bar top, for example.
Okay.
If you're going to go in August, let's say we're opening up, we're tier five now. Okay. And then we got all eight people all lined up in a row. How will we determine if those eight people are going to be okay being eight people sitting next to each
elbow
other?
Elbow to elbow.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you are a person that has the vaccine and you're sitting down, okay, you're cool, or you're not.
Right.
If you don't like to take vaccines, that's fine. Yeah. That's your culiana.
Right.
But are you cool sitting close like these people? I would probably think if you're an anti-vax person, you probably don't give a shit.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really matter to the patrons because it matters to the owner.
Yeah.
The guy behind the bar is going to be wondering, is this okay? Will we know if this is okay?
Is this going to get me in trouble?
Is the fine situation going to be different now? Is the citation situation going to be different now?
Or the enforcement itself.
Correct.
Yeah.
And you go down the line, every business got to answer this. You got to go gyms,
oh
movie
gosh.
Theaters,
yeah.
salon,
every business.
School. You got your kids, taking your kids to school. Teacher vaccinated or not? Teacher refused to take vaccine. What are you going to do?
What then? Yeah, what
you
then?
Taking your kid in there? That's what we have to look at.
Oh, my gosh.
So, getting back to the original question. How long are we going to keep masks on?
Yeah.
I give it to fall.
Okay.
I give it to August.
August. Okay.
August to fall before we have some legitimate traction to determine what all this is going to entail, whether or not we walk into a said bar with a mask on or not.
Okay.
Because that could be private sector too. Private sector could be the ones that be saying, right to refuse service, please have a mask on still.
That's right.
I mean, they're doing it now.
Yeah. But they could still do it then too. Yeah.
And it comes down to that. It also comes down to the employees.
Oh, right. I mean, welfare of the employees.
If you run, say, a law office, say you're a lawyer and mm-hmm. you have a partnership, you deal with clients all day long. You have your secretary, administrative assistant, what have you, and they're all going to be dealing with these clients. Are you getting your staff vaccinated?
Right.
Because we're dealing with all these people.
Yeah.
God forbid you have a liability happen in your office.
In your own office.
And yeah. then what? These right. are the new top discussion now.
Oh, my gosh.
These are the things to look at. Yeah. Are you going to show up to work? Are you still going to work virtually? I'm assuming it's going to be more showing up for work because everybody feels more at ease because the numbers are down. I'm just speculating. We're hypothetically
right.
talking.
This is
August right now.
Hypothetical. We're talking. Yeah, we're in August in this scenario.
We're in August. Best case scenario, we're out of the tier system and things have fully opened in August.
Yes.
How confident are you as a business owner?
That's a big decision.
How confident are you as a business owner with your employees that you have? Are you going to make them mandatorily take the vaccine? You have a staff of six. You're making all staff of six take it? If you're not, I'm going to let you go.
Can you even
Is
do that?
Is that legal?
Yeah. I don't even know
if Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
So you have that. This ain't going away, people.
Oh, man.
All you guys out there, this is going to go away in July?
Dead wrong. You fools, including me.
Well, I didn't want to specifically target you on. Yeah. But I'm just saying that from the moment we locked it up. The moment we shut it down.
Yeah.
I knew this was going to go to the end of the year to next.
Yeah.
It's a virus.
Yeah, it's a
virus. This isn't some terrorist group. We ain't shooting them all down and like, okay, we got them. We got the bodies buried. No. This is some shit that we can't even see, that's confusing everybody, that people still believe it exists. People don't believe people die. All these conspiracy theorists dream.
It is.
And it ain't going away.
It's not going away.
And then there's a new version of it.
2.0.
Right?
Not like we needed it or
and
wanted
then you
it.
You have that.
Kind of like those reboots of all the movies we mentioned. Nobody wanted it.
You're never talking about movies again. All right? I'm banning
Fine.
You.
Fine.
I'm vaccinating you from talking about movies.
I'll just keep watching Bob's Burgers.
It's Watch fun. Your iPad.
Yeah.
I've never seen one episode of that.
Really? I would think you'd like it.
I don't know what I like.
Okay. Well, put it on your list.
But, my list. All right. So, is that it?
That was it. I wanted to just kind of look into that. But,
all right. Good enough.
But let's what else is going on for the network and everything else?
Well, as we record this show is going to come out. What is today? Sunday?
Today's Sunday.
This will come out supposedly on Friday.
It will.
I don't know who's coming out. So it will come out on Friday. And with that said, I can't talk about the show coming up for Wednesday because it will be moot. Because it would have already happened.
That's true.
So,
but they can catch it on the
It's
IG.
On the Instagram, yes.
Yes.
So at Sleep Times Over Show.
Sleep Times Over Show.
If you
Instagram.
Haven't figured that out. And then you have Swayze 808. Please email her. Please. She made three freaking videos of it. So please, for the love of God and all things holy.
Help me.
Can you please?
Please.
Goddamn email her. That's from Scrooge. We're just going to keep that going.
Yeah.
Well. Do it. Okay, so please email her something. I don't know what. All right? Send a picture.
Well...
For anybody out there, send a picture.
If I get a dick pic.
If you get a dick pic, we're outing this right on this video right here.
That's right.
And then we'll get reported. So email her. February 3rd is Andrea Tupola. We're going to talk about the reopening of schools, of youth sports.
Youth sports.
And then schools in general, how the students are doing and whatnot. Because I'm hearing debated answers of how the students are doing. Either they're doing, some are doing good, some are not.
Right.
So we're going to get that strained out. And then Save Sports 808 is the thing that she's doing. So we're going to talk about that.
That's her initiative.
And then February 14th is a Sunday, and that's going to be the Valentine's special, the annual anti-Valentine's special. We're just going to talk about sex and dating. And maybe I'll have you on there. I don't know what you can do. Put something on.
Make a comment.
And,
So here or there.
We're going to have a special guest on that one. We're going to have your local MILF ex will be on there. You don't know who that is because you didn't watch the show. You're watching A Perfect Murder or whatever the hell you're doing. But I digress.
I watched shows.
The Valentine's special last year. Thanks. The anti-Valentine's special last year she was on. She was getting married last year. We're not going to find out what she's doing now. We're going to talk about her OnlyFans, how she's just giving it up. And we're going to have music performances as well. But it'll be an all-female show talking about how Valentine sucks and how love can suck and...
Sisters doing it for themselves.
Right. Masturbation. And
that
things,
too.
And sucking.
Yeah.
February 14th.
It's all in there. And then you have the, you started doing the 94 Hip Hop Show.
Oh, yeah. There's that.
There's that, too.
That's every Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 94 Hip Hop Show. That's going to go on. We got 69,000 episodes of that. It's never going to end. The
never.
Year's never going to end. So if you want to keep track on that one.
I will say,
yeah.
That makes me think of listening to the podcast. Makes me think of, you remember New York Undercover, that TV show back
yes.
in the day?
Malik Yoba.
Malik Yoba, yeah.
And the other guy.
I know, I never know his name.
The Puerto Rican.
The Puerto Rican guy.
Yeah.
So they would always have like the hot R&B or hip hop artists
yes.
doing it in the nightclub. For those of you who are under 20 or whatever your age is. So they would always have a scene in, they would always bring it back to the scene of this nightclub that they would hang out in after they were done being police officers.
Right.
And so the musical act was always actual, a real popular current act during that
right.
time. But I bring that up because there's this one episode where they had Brandy and Tevin Campbell.
I like it already.
They were singing a version of The Closer I Get to You.
Oh.
And I think it haunts my dreams to this day because it was such a beautiful cover and they never released it. They did it just for that show.
Oh, just for the show. Interesting factoid there. I did not know this.
Yeah. So you can go on YouTube and find somebody's grainy, like they took their camera and they filmed.
Oh, one of those.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I watch it every now and
then.
That's
hardcore.
It's so pretty.
That might be Sky doing that. No, he's not an R&B guy. But
there's a giant horse fly in Havana that just tried to attack us. Jesus.
The fly was saying, wrap it up.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
Hurry up.
But anyway, don't forget to get your merch. Mine's coming soon.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on with that.
Other times I've gotten stuff, it was fast. So I'm getting my Bombay You Learn.
It's that camo hat, I think.
Yeah.
They're having a meeting trying to figure that out.
Well, they can't find it. We're going to wrap it up
there.
Soon. Okay, no, I have to do it.
All right. All right. That was a good one. Good.
But Sleep Times Over, what is the website? SleepTimesOver.com. I was going to say SleepTimesOver.com. No, it's SleepTimesOver.com
is
the website.
Correct.
Get all your merch.
It'll be in the description of this video and in the audio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So check that out. And like Aaron said, email Swayze808@SleepTimesOver.com.
Just email her.
Yeah.
Anything.
Anything.
Literally anything.
But try not to do a dick pic, please. I don't need that
do a dick
in my life.
Video. Do a balls pic.
God. Please all don't. Right. Not that. Okay. Anyway, we will thank you for joining us, and we will see you next week.
Thank you.
Thank you, and wash your damn hands. Bye.